She leaves notes around the apartment sometimes. Not text, actual notes on actual paper. And I keep finding them in unexpected places, tucked inside a book I was gonna read next, on the counter under my keys, in the morning beside the coffee machine, with no explanation required, handwriting is specific, a little rush, the letters connected in a particular way I'd know anywhere. She writes it how she thinks, not how the store is laid out. Produce next to canned goods, spices between the dairy. And I used to try to reorganize it into aisles. I stopped the way she writes the grocery list as the way she moves through the world in general. Her own internal logic, completely consistent, a logic I've been learning to move alongside. I've found notes from years ago sometimes. In jacket pockets in the back of notebooks, and reading them is a different experience than getting them. Less immediate, more layered, more archaeological. The distance between now and the notes occasion makes the handwriting visible in a different way. I see it as an artifact of a specific day, a record of what she was thinking on that particular afternoon. I've kept without telling her. It's from the bad year, the year I mentioned. The year when keeping notes was not in her repertoire, because she was using everything she had for other things. And she left one, just a short one, in the morning. And I kept it because it was proof that she was still there. Proof that even in the bad year there was still this, still her handwriting, still the notes, still the trying. I should probably tell her about the kept note. She'd be surprised, and then she wouldn't, and then she... Well, I know exactly what she'd do, and it's good! Maybe I'll give it back as its own kind of note. Tuck it somewhere, she'll find it unexpectedly. Inside the book she's gonna read next, beside the coffee machine one morning. No expletives in the choir. The handwriting she's been leaving for me finally turned.
The handwriting she's been leaving for me finally returned.